I'd like to juxtapose a couple quotes and then unpack them, so bear with me. The first is from the fourth chapter in Anti-Systemic Movements called Beyond Haymarket. Quote, "The principal directional tendency of capital is its centralization on a world scale in two forms, financial pools and technically divided and integrated labor processes. The first is affected through extraordinarily large-scale banking consortia managing public and private funds alike and mediated by such organs of the world's bourgeoisie as the IMF, the IBRD, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, known as the World Bank, and the BIS. The second is affected, of course, through the multiplying transnationalization of production under the aegis of the transnational corporation. This determining direction of capital on a world scale, oddly enough, not one that departs greatly from that projected in the absolute general law of capitalist accumulation, entails for anti-systemic forces at least three broad consequential subordinate directional tendencies." And the next quote, that's unquote from Beyond Haymarket. The next quote is from Rosa Luxemburg. The first section of Rosa Luxemburg is from the Junius pamphlet, The Crisis in the German Social Democracy, and then an essay, Theses in the Tasks of International Social Democracy. Quote, "We are now facing the irrevocable fact," and this is a quote, this is not her speaking, this is her quoting members of the Reichstag. "We are now facing the irrevocable fact of war. We are threatened by the horrors of invasion. The decision today is not for or against war. For us, there can be but one question. By what means is this war to be conducted? This danger must be averted. The civilization and the independence of our people must be safeguarded. In the hour of danger, we will not desert our fatherland. In this, we feel that we stand in harmony with the Socialist International, which has always recognized the right of every people to its national independence." And Rosa commented on this. "With these, the Reichstag," although my interjection, these are members of the Socialist International, but also in the Reichstag. "With these words," quoting Rosa, "the Reichstag, which means the main legislature of the German state under the Second and Third Reichs," and the German word Reichs, Reichs means of the empire, and Tag means diet or legislative assembly. "With these words, the Reichstag issued the countersign," and this was a countersign for the state, which means it capitulated. The socialists capitulated, caved. "Issued the countersign that determined and controlled the position of the German working class during the war. Fatherland in danger, national defense, people's war for existence, culture, liberty, these were the slogans proclaimed by the parliamentary representatives of the social democracy. What followed was but the logical sequence. The position of the party and the labor union press, the patriotic frenzy of the masses, the civil peace, the disintegration of the international, all these things were the inevitable consequence of that momentous orientation in the Reichstag.